Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Andrea Snelton, please?
This is.
Hi, this is Franmi from Arch.Fiverr. Is this a good time to speak for a little bit, to schedule your appointment?
Yeah, hold on. I want to get in my car. Getting out of the grocery store. Okay, first off, they never came back and hooked us up yet?
Yes, so we just received that a message that that we are good to reschedule you for this Friday or Saturday if you have time.
Okay, listen. The Friday before July 4th, what was that? June 30th?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, let me look at my calendar so I can talk to you right. June, son of a gun. We were scheduled June 29th. June 29th to get hooked up. They came. They couldn't do it. They came back the next Saturday, July 6th. They couldn't do it. They couldn't get a signal. Plus, nobody told me they were coming on July 6th, what time they were coming. So then they were going to come back on July 8th and do the connection. That was yesterday. They never came. I thought maybe they would come today. They're not coming today. Now you're calling me to schedule something. So, I mean, I'm not happy with the way this whole thing is even starting off. Plus, there wasn't a box by us. So they are going from one box all the way up the street, up a telephone pole, across two properties, up a telephone pole, down to my pole, which is like far away, to come down and bring it to my house. I'm hearing a lot of things about losing connection and talk to people. I worked at MarkerTech. We make fiber cables and HDMI cables, all kinds of audio, video, wiring we do it for the NFL and National Basketball League. Everybody's saying that's pretty far to be running a fiber. They never put a junction box in front of my house. They never put a line across the road. So now it's got to go all the way up. I got three appointments that we were supposed to be hooked up, and that never happened. So you guys can't do anything special for me. I actually have a note to call my cable service, Time Warner Cable, when I get home and find out about dropping everything except for my internet and see what I could get from them for a price. I'm also hearing that Planet is a better price than yours, and people are having better luck with their fiber. So as of right now, I don't know what to tell you. You could have had us a customer 3 weeks ago, but you can't take care of us. And you still have it, and you want to make an appointment. I mean, this is just, it's unacceptable.
Yes, and I completely understand, and we're deeply sorry for what has happened. We just received the message that it looked like there were some issues with the power, that it was the connection. We couldn't do the installation, but that has been fixed. They advised me to give you a call. They can get over there as soon as this Friday or Saturday.
They were supposed to be there yesterday.
Yes, I completely. I see that there was an appointment for the 6th, I believe, but it. I don't know what happened yesterday that they were not there.
Well, do you have like a supervisor's contact information or something that I could have to call and complain? Actually, I'm going to call you back. I need to get out for a minute.
Okay.
And I'm doing errands after work.
Yes, I completely understand. So I can get your information over to my supervisor, and she will give you a call. Emily is her name.
What's a corporate number? Can I have a number to call?
So the only number that I have that I can provide to you is our customer service number, but you will get one, customer service
rep. What number is that? What number is that?
The 855-272-4867.
4867. Okay, thank you. Have a great night. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.